This is WLVR News. Asian and Pacific Islander communities living in the Lehigh Valley make up about 3.5% of the population, and that figure is growing. As the 2020 census continues this year, the counts for many minority populations are expected to increase in size. But state officials are concerned that so-called Asian Pacific Pennsylvanians are at risk for being significantly undercounted. WLVR's community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Stephanie Sun, director of the Governor's Advisory Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs, about the challenges facing these communities in getting an accurate count, and the impact of President Donald Trump's efforts to exclude undocumented immigrants from the apportionment of congressional representation.
Stephanie, why did your commission decide to denounce the memo from the White House?
So President Trump is attempting to make it a policy of the United States that undocumented immigrants are not persons under the U.S. Constitution. Moving undocumented immigrants from the account violates the Constitution. In declaring immigrants are not be person, would return the nation to its racist policies of the past. So that is something we cannot allow it happen. Asian Pacific American represent the fastest growing ethnic group in the country, and an undercount of Asian Pacific Americans would mean a failed census.
Now, it's been reported that 2 out of 5 Asian Pacific American households in Pennsylvania are at risk of going undercounted in the census. Can you tell us why that is?
Asian American, or we say Asian Pacific American, were the least likely demographic group to participate in the 2020 census. And the main barriers preventing APA community members from participating in the census, including the language barrier, and also the fear of retribution by refugees and immigrants. When we look at the language barrier, it's very clear that the language access is the starting point of accessing any information, services, and opportunities. And historically, the area with low rates of English proficiency have been undercounted. 79% of Asian Pacific American in Pennsylvania speaks a language other than English at home.
Wow, 79% of Asian Pacific Americans don't speak or speak another language that's not English.
And 74% of them speak English less than very well.
When you say fear of retribution, that lack of trust, would you say that's very prevalent in this community?
Yes, it is. Also, going back to the reality that the majority of the current Asian American are foreign born. So that means they came to this country with a big difference in culture and social institutions. Among the 4 communities, as white, black, Hispanic, and Asian, the Asian community has the lowest awareness about the U.S. Census and the lowest likelihood to fill out the census form, and the highest concern about the answers they provide to the 2020 census.
Why is it so important to get an accurate count of the Asian Pacific American community?
Services such as the translation in Asian Pacific languages and programs such as like education curriculums and community programs related to Asian Pacific culture and histories. Those are all crucial and very important for Asian Pacific American community folks themselves and also their kids, their next generations.
Can you tell me where we are now in terms of having a full count in the Lehigh Valley and even across the Commonwealth?
Yeah, the Lehigh Valley self-response rate on 2020 census is 72.5%, which is higher than the Pennsylvania's overall self-response rate as 66%. But the time is very, very limited. This is a time that our whole community have to unite together. There's so many things want to prevent us to be counted. and we have to fight that.
That was Stephanie Sun, the executive director of the Governor's Advisory Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs, speaking with WLVR's Genesis Ortega about the 2020 census. The new deadline for the final count is September 30th, a full month earlier than had been previously planned.